Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, that's wonderful, Sam Cooke. And thank you for tuning into the program today. And had a wonderful show yesterday, although I don't have much chat room, you know, visitors. Anyway, I know that there are people out there that are listening, and I am not bothered about that at all. As long as I know that there are someone, at least one person, listening to me, because I am not even collecting any money for keeping my shows, you know, saying the things that I feel incumbent, and as long as I can bear the cost, and if I couldn't bear the cost, I don't think I'll be doing the shows if I weren't able to pay the cost myself. And it's the way my thinking and my feeling, you know, my feelings are. And I'm glad for that, because the condition under which I feel compelled to talk the things I am saying is because I was a Christian. That's the only reason I have to be talking what I'm saying. Unless there was other reason that would affect me, and that would make me talk the same thing. Well, if it was coming from someplace, some another angle, well, it is possible. But I don't know of anything else that would make me have the urge to say the things I'm saying. Because what gives value to what I'm saying is because I am affected myself of the things are detrimental. And therefore, I am in a position that it is an appeal to the weight of the devastation of civilization, the wasting, and the things that are involved in the history. And it's the people who are victimized. And it says, if you in this situation we are in decides to live a civilized life, you become a victim of those who just want to live without being civilized. And something has happened in history that caused the world to be the human world, the human thinking and behavior, where it's at today. And there is an allusion I read in a portion of the Bible too. The Bible, you know, don't underestimate. I just don't condemn the Bible per se because I don't know anything in the Bible is good. That's not the reason why I condemn the Bible. I condemn the Bible because it is an anthology book. Okay? How do I, in just one stroke, differentiate the profound evil that the Bible represents? The Bible represents evil that you and I are not going to see on the face of the Bible. It's just like these uncivilized people call themselves all the nice names, like Puritan, Pilgrims, and their existence has nothing to do with the words that they call themselves. That's the problem. And it's difficult now for civilized people to identify these uncivilized people. It's difficult because what they do, set up church. And church is not a civilized thing. And why there are so many things that only amounts to a fiasco of the overall attitude towards the Bible, the positive attitude towards the Bible, where people are, once you are fallen into accepting that the Bible is a divine word, you're done. Your cerebrum and cerebellum is destroyed. And especially when you are wholehearted, you know, and you conceive like a woman conceived a child last night, and that child begins to grow in the belly. Well, it's similar to somebody, like they say, conversion, somebody who convert into Christianity. Convert into Christianity is accepting that something is wrong with you. Otherwise, what are you doing with Christianity? So you are accepting a fallacy. That's why you become a Christian. You may say, what are you talking about? What I'm talking about is the meaning of Christianity. Meaning, you accept Jesus as your personal savior. And there is absolutely, even in the smallest speck, there is none in Christianity. Because Christianity is brought about by a circumstance that if you don't read real history, you won't know. You won't know. And look, this is not an easy thing to deal with, you know. Because you're talking about a world of people that are infected with world view. That Adam and Eve was in a garden. And that's the way mankind was first created. If you accept that mankind was created the way the Bible, Genesis, say, then why the writers of the Bible don't authenticate the geography where Adam and Eve were created? You mean you don't have nothing at all to remind people who born into the world? The Bible, of all the things that the Bible talks about, you mean something that is so vital and people in the world like to go to important scenery? I mean, why do they put up so many images in America because of white people who come here and kill black people and put up their image or statue? Why you think they do that? Because to these white people, it's memorialized their triumph over civilized people. It's not anything else. You are going to church because you are duped into the Bible before your parents, grandparents over the past 2,000 years then. They didn't know anything about the importance of their history. And these people come and inundate you with the Bible and tell you about Adam and Eve. That is never true. And long before you would realize that these people who are writing the Bible are motivated by a crime that they did, and write a Bible and call themselves talking serpent. The crime that they did is symbolic to a talking serpent and Eve. That's why they write the Bible and put that story in there. You think any of those stories that You think any of the stories in the Bible are true?
Let me tell you how true what you're reading in the Bible about Jesus and John the Baptist. Let me tell you how true that is. Just a second. I'll read this to you. And this is a quote I wrote from a book that was introduced to me. And this book was introduced to me by someone who I knew and informed the person of me writing, writing this this book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never Sinner. And at the very end, just before I ended the book, I spoke to this person and tell him what I was doing. And this person referred me to that he thinks I should look at before, before I'm done. And I did. The book, I got it from the library. And it is called The Passover Plot. And you should be able to get that book in the library as well. And when I read the book, it's by an author. And this is the way I close the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. And let me tell you something before I read it to you. Let me just say a little about my experience growing up in church and only conditioned with the concept about Jesus. And when it comes to the part about Jesus and John the Baptist. Look, there wasn't anything in my head that show anything ambiguous about my belief that I'm reading something true about Jesus and John the Baptist. To me, it was true. But how true was it, in fact? It wasn't true at all. So what I'm trying to say to you, the disadvantage civilized people have, and when I say civilized people, you get to understand, I'm not talking about no white people whatsoever. No. The more clearly quite a few years now, but I tell you what, the understanding that I am reading foolishness take a while to sink in to where it's at right now, and I find out that even the portion of conviction I have that it is foolishness, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. Because guess what? Once you are infected with the belief that you are thinking is true, the kind of information that you are believing in is what really makes this sickening now when you see it in more and more convincing terms that this is not anything we should be treated to. You know, we should not come in connection with Christianity at all, because the people who brought Christianity about are not even civilized people in history. They are offspring of hominid. That's the species that they come from, a species that has never talked naturally. They come to talk unnaturally, yes. And I'm quick to let you know that, because you don't know no white people that is 100% hominid today, although their ancestors are 100% hominid that brings subgroups and subgroups have become Homo erectus, which is a subgroup of hominin. Okay? So they are, by species, hominin. These hominin are naturally a species. Hominin species. And they never, I mean, they live, they exist for like almost 4 million years, and they never speak a language. So, you know, all what it means to what I am saying. White people are not civilized. So how do you see they come and run in the world right now and killing off, you know, they're killing off the African people, right? Yes, and gain control over them, I mean, you know, by and large. That, listen, what I'm trying to tell you, it's just the fact truth. It's the fact truth, and it is amazing. It is really bewildering. Because as I am talking to you right now, you know, I feel very, very angry and detesting that the white people that we see here today, we think they are civilized, but they're not. I can prove it to you. You know what I mean? Because the first time a friend of mine tell me something about the Apostle Paul, and he spoke negatively about the Apostle Paul at that time. Now, I was nowhere time affected with, say, the church. Like, nothing about the church wasn't good. I was not affected. I wasn't close. When I heard my friend, who we used to talk as Christian, somehow he went somewhere and get some logic, you know, that turned him off. And he was on radio talking, and when I heard him speak negative about St. Paul, I just thought to myself, well, okay, if he heard something that turned him off, I have to go search that up, because that's kind of strange to me. What? Because what you mean St. Paul is a liar and all kind of things? Explaining that to anybody that is listening to me who has a slight, you know, some ways to go to get over the problem with your belief and your connection to the Bible God or the Bible, the Spirit God in the Bible, you have a ways to go. I had my ways to go because I didn't know anything else. I did not know anything else. All right. The reason why I'm trying to say all of these things right now is that I have to be more affirmative when I am talking, to let people know the depth to which what I'm saying is true. every ounce of explanation that I can give to bring more light into the cerebrum and cerebellum of your brain, you need to know how dangerous Christianity is. Because if you don't read wide enough to know what begin to happen since A.D. and Adam and he come about, you really will take long or maybe too long to find out what Christianity is. Because, you know, I'm telling you the truth that the long time it took me to realize that no part of Christianity is true. It took me a long time. And to accept that the Bible has some good information in it, I'm not lying about that. But however, the Bible is an anthology with 66 books. And author, they say, like St. Paul, maybe wrote about 13 or so epistles. You know, like the Romans, Acts of the Apostles, and Corinthians, Ephesians, Galatians, all these are the work of the apostles. And it took me a long time to find out, say, the Apostle Paul don't exist. And the way I get to tell you that is because of my vast knowledge of the Bible. So when I read St. John, and I read Acts of the Apostle, so I read something about Jesus, and I read about St. Paul and the church, it's right in that I have contradiction you cannot resist. And guess what? The Bible make sure that it blocks your mind from observing contradictions. Because if you are just believing what you read in the Bible, you will not see contradictions. You will not. But if you are just reading and you are keeping words clean and you're not just believing things, you want knowledge from what you're reading. If you want knowledge from what you're reading, you don't go ahead and preempt knowledge with belief. You don't form a belief about something that you want to know about. Because if you were trying to mate with a opposite sex and you just meet the person, you don't go ahead and believe everything the person tell you the first time because you don't know this person. This person may be appearing genuine, right? So, yes, they should be as genuine as they can, as they appear. But what happens if you go ahead and believe into what the person said? And it was only that charm that somebody is going to give off when they see you the first time. And they are careful, very careful of making a good presentation on with spirit to, mix with good spirit that you must feel what they say like it is true. You know, hey, you have to wait until what a person is telling you, you develop knowledge in who they are and what they talk about. You don't just give in. All right. Well, so is the Bible when you read it. You just don't believe what you read until you put the word through its process and the way words work out the facts of what it is talking about, what it is conveying to you. So you are not being bamboozled what you read, you ought to have a knowledge sense of what you read. So, you know, you're not just believing something that you don't know, you don't have a clue. You must develop clues. All right? So I'm telling you all of that now to let you know that Christianity, in no part of that fabric, is true. It is by uncivilized, and it's particular, white people are gaining the world of wealth for the concept of Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve in a garden. And the reading I have, the reading level that I have, is enough to make me know when something is wrong. So what the Bible is talking about, that you don't understand the things in the Bible because they are spiritually discerned. Look, the context of spiritual discernment must come from what you know. And this is the fact. And if you have a good sense of reading words, you will see directly that I'm telling the truth. It is your knowledge of something should draw you to believe in it. It's not when you don't know anything and it sounds good to you. Because you don't have anything inside of you. When you believe already, it's like, you know, you don't spread your blanket on the bed and then lay down on it when it's a cold night and you want to be under the cover to get warm. Well, when you believe something before you have a knowledge of it, that's, you know, you are in the cold. You're not using the cover to warm you. You're laying down on it. Well, that's what happened when you believe something without any evidence. Believe is not in nothing. Believe is in something. But the church teaches us, with all we're reading in the Bible, we are walking over information. We should have knowledge of it and not believe it. Because when you believe Adam and Eve was created in a garden and they can't tell you which geography on earth they were created on, they can't tell you that. The kind of dirt that God used thus to create them before he blow into them the breath of life. The Bible don't tell you none of that. Now, you believe any, all right, anybody who write book, even if you write in fiction, you don't write fictional character like it is not a real character. You have to write it with civil sense, although you're making up these characters. Nobody's going to think that is nonfiction you're writing. No. But when you can make characters exciting and stuff like that, you know, and it entertains you. You see, that fiction is nice, but you're not going to go away and tell somebody that it's nonfiction. No. But you love to be entertained. My friends, what I'm telling you is not the kind of revelation that, you know, there are different kinds of revelation, right? Because you're going on in your life and just walking along or laying down and just thinking to yourself, and you get certain kind of a revelation. You're not sleeping. You're thinking. And certain things just reveal to you. Right? So you have to understand that, like, words on a whole have different contexts, different meaning, okay? So the revelation that is coming by you reading and discovering something, it's not like you dream it. You see what I mean? It's not like you dream it. Or it's not like somebody, He's revealing something to you, and you are not going to believe it. You're just going to say, this person informed you, make certain revelations to you, right? But it's not something that you just take and swallow. So what I'm trying to say to you, we're born and raised up in this world. And I can tell you how easy it is to damage our brain, you know, that collects information, store them, and guide us in the right way. If that's what we want, it will guide us in the right way, right? That's what the brain is all about, to guide us in the right way. If we want to corrupt ourselves, right, and use our brain to be corrupt, well, that's the kind of a life you're going to live. So I am telling you now about Christianity, that the details to reveal what Christianity is a revelation that must come to you by knowledge, not by you just hearing something. You have to read and understand where humanity is coming from. That's the place to go. Is that stories that is being told, and you read some things in the Bible, and because the Bible said this, and you believe what the Bible says. It's the worst thing that can ever happen to a civilized person. A civilized person is different from an uncivilized person. And if you are out there as an African person, which means you come from a species, name Homo sapien, and only two subgroups in history from Homo sapiens, and those two subgroups are, if you don't know them, Homo erectus, okay? And if you have read and know something about the Homo erectus did not begin a species. They come from a species 250,000 years ago. That's what the World History Textbook says. Okay? And world history on a subject like that is not supposed to lie. It is not supposed to lie. And if it is lying, you can get other historic information that will blast that error out. But there is such a thing about Homo sapiens, because the creation of the hybrid people comes from Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens, two subgroups are Neanderthals, and the second one is Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human being. And that draws a line between every other creature on planet Earth. And all you read in the World History Textbook about the emergence of civilization, Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, and so forth and so on. Babylonians, and New Zealand, and New Zealand, and you have, you know, other places where, and even in Jamaica, some Indians, they call Arawak Indian, no matter what they call themselves, but Australians, where they have the certain African people who live in those places, talk about they come from Africa, over 100,000 years ago and live in those places. And these sodomite white people go there and kill them off and take over the place. So that is, over there is not different from what they do in America here and take over the place. They take over everywhere. Why you think they do it? It's because they are not civilized. And they know it. White people know that they are not civilized. You think I'm joking? They know it. Now, had they been civilized, do you think they would have been doing all of these things that they're doing? I talk about they have laws, they be on a dominion, and they make everything they want to build a world that they want, a world that's been here civilized before they can talk. Remember, they don't have a species that was destined to talk. And the history shows that for 3.5 million years, they don't do no talking. How they come to talk? If you don't read the history, you're not going to know. You cannot know. And when they write a Bible and telling us all these things about falsehood of our origin, not Nagasa. The church has absolutely no foundation whatsoever. These are people that has killed, too much of a big number of the African people. That's what they do. And when they go out and all the war that they talk about, they fight World War One, World War Two, and other wars that they fought, and they anywhere they go, they create a problem. And why they are always a problem with their military, and why, you know, you have groups that are hateful of them, like some Arabs that is always at war with them, and they are always trying to kill them. And what they do, like they come to America now, they make people forget who they are. They begin to behave like they're nice and have a government. And that is what they are all about. And if you go back in history and begin to look at them over millions of years, what did they do? What were they doing over that period of time? You would find out something. And you wouldn't start to believe in white people. Because right now, they would have like tell me, say, somebody like me, I am a hater. Look, I have to be an hater. Because I know the history of white people. Okay? And look, the reason why they continue to kill us is because we believe in them. We believe in them. We believe that they can have government and rule us. And there is none of that in the jurisdiction of the world history textbook. None. So now we are here trying hard to convince our own people that there was no Jesus. But they have damaged the African people's brain in such a way that we do not see them invading and killing us and dispossess us. We can't see that. We believe in what they write about Adam and Eve in a garden. And all the lies that they tell and talk about talking serpent, though we never see no talking serpent at all. But they write it and get away with it because we believe in them. They do all kind of stuff. Because look, they just begin to talk the other day. Since 100,000 years ago. And you will think that, oh, that's a long time. Well, it's not so long, you know. It's not so long. Because we are only created 200,000 years ago in South Africa. So when I say that they just began to talk 100,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago, they are in Europe at least 1.5 million years prior to that. Okay? and the story that lead up to them talking gives an act that they, hominid homo erectus, did before they talk. They didn't talk naturally. White people never spoke naturally. They spoke unnaturally and criminally. That's what it is. And the world needs to find out. So that, you know, nobody have to convince you that Jesus is a faggot character. And you're not, and where you won't be holding on to that Jesus died for your sin, because you will know exactly, no, Jesus never existed that died for nobody's sin. And there was no act that caused man to sin, saving what white people do to black people. I couldn't be saying that and it's not true. There's no way I could say that and it's not true. See what I mean? I see people gradually just don't bother come back to my show. Few of them still come. Not many of them. But I am telling you that something is wrong in the world, and it's in history book. And the setback that we have met because of white people, they are the world's greatest tricksters, the world's greatest criminals. And look, for me, there's no way out for them but to go down, because they're wasting their time on us and all the places that they have conspicate, and the laws that they say they have when they're talking about the Supreme Court and the this and the that. Yeah, it's not for us. They can have all they want, but you see, they're going to leave our territories. That's the thing about it. Because what they have done cannot be known, and they still sit on our places. They're going to find out how much patience we have to endure what they have done to us. They're going to find out what they have done to themselves in the process. They talk about they have government. There is no such government like what white people have. There is no authentic government. And the government that's on earth, long before they come here, before they say they start talking, there's only one government on planet Earth. Only one government on planet Earth. And it is, like I tell you, truth is coming out. The truth is coming out. And they are trying their best to keep us from knowing the truth. But I'm telling you, they are going to go out of our territory. And you see, the tornado, the EF5 tornadoes, yeah, began to show the African people that the gods that we read about, Enlil, commander on earth, you know how long these people live on earth? Since they came, it's 450,000 years ago, since they came to earth and live out that whole bunch of time. You can go here now and talk about, you hear about some people who used to live somewhere and spread civilized knowledge all over the place. And nobody, they disappear. Nobody don't even know about them. These people lived so long on earth and left, and we are here to see the evidence behind. Yet still, these sodomites that I'm telling you about that are not civilized, and I am not at all in any kind of way is predisposed not to tell what the truth of history is. That's what I am about. Because I come up in the church, I know about the church. And now I'm reading about the lie that Christianity represents, because they want to tell you that, oh, Christianity come from Africa, Ethiopia, and all them kind of things. Not in Augusta, man. Go to the beginning of the species of humanity, and nobody will fool you. And so, I'm telling you that never should we have to convince each other about the Bible lies about God create heaven and earth by he and his son Jesus Christ. We should not have to be confronted with it. But these slacker fucker, I've asked all white people them, and it doesn't matter how some of them are trying to live like them decent. No, we cannot accept white people. No, because they have destroyed our species. They didn't just fuck down the two subgroups of our species, Homo sapiens. They didn't just destroy one of the subgroup, you know. They destroyed the two. They carried out first on the Neanderthals, and you probably even hear about that already, right? If you probably do. But they grab the first subgroup of Homo sapiens. And today you won't know if you are just reading lightly, but that's what they did. First of all, in the World History textbook, that's where you go to know white people. And you should be able to find them, because they are nothing more than a species. They couldn't talk. There is nothing civilized about them. They made no civilized publications at all. So you have to only depend on the history, science history, that discovered them. Right? And otherwise, history will also give you some knowledge about them, right? That backs up what, you know, archaeologists will give you on them as well. All right? Well, they are the first human beings, and they were not civilized. They were humans. That's where white people are coming from. And their development did not, what you see here today of white people, it's not natural development. It's unnatural and it's criminal. So that you're not looking at the real hominids and the real Homo erectus. Because they run themselves through the biological composure of Homo sapiens, and they didn't do it to just one of the subgroup. They did it to the first subgroup of the Homo sapiens, and that is the Neanderthals. And about 40,000 years or so, they've been fucking the first subgroup of the Homo sapiens, Neanderthals. About 40,000 years, right? And after that 40,000 years, here we come, a second subgroup of the Homo sapiens, and we were mixed with the Elohim's blood. When you hear they're talking about Christian Jesus Christ blood, that's where they get the blood idea from, to make up the story. And look, they have a lot of common sense that they developed as lower beings over the past millions of years. 3 to 4 million years. So by the time they come and interbreed with the Neanderthals. Today, they won't own that up. They won't own that up and recognize that. No, because they want to maintain a distinction between them, who call themselves Yamnaya culture. They are doing all sorts, you know, maze, run around and hide and write all kind of stuff so that we don't know. Why is it taking us so long to find them out? It is because they started out a long time ago and they know exactly how to work their craft. But everything they are today, it is because of Homo sapiens. With whatever our development is, can assure you that white people would not progress beyond Homo erectus hadn't it been for Homo sapiens. Tell it loud, wide, and deep, clear. Let the world know these people, white people. And they own everything African people have. You have to pay them license or duty or whatever it is like that. It's time to burst the bubble on white people because they are criminal. And, you know, they have their place to go. Why you think they are not in Europe and establishing themselves in Europe? And all these other places that they land, they are free to go inhabit. Scandinavian country. Why do you think they have to mingle themselves with the African people everywhere we are and take away what we have? Why do you think they do that? Because they are stinking body fucking ass. That's the reason why. You see, none of them that is behaving like they are civilized is going to tell you the truth about themselves. They're going to behave like they are civilized because, look, like I tell you, what they are today, if you go back 100,000 years ago, they wouldn't look or dress the way they are because the only dress that they could wear back then is animal skin clothing because that's all they knew to do. They make stone tools over the past 3.5 million years. Only stone tool they make. You look in history and close by where you can examine them. And let's say, go back 100,000 years and search what they have accomplished in Europe. See what clothing they wear over the past 1.5 million years in Europe. So they have this human kind of understanding, just like lower animals do, that you can train dogs to do clever, intelligent things and other animals too, right? So don't underestimate because they are hominid and look ape-like and stuff like that. See, apes are smart. You see them? All right. Well, the first humankind, the earliest humans, were ape-like. So they tell you that mankind evolved from apes. That's true. But who are mankind? Mankind are not humans. They're human, but they're not mankind. Okay? Because man was only a name given to Adam and their offspring. And their offspring have nothing to do with white people. Adam and Eve have nothing to do with white people. Look in the in the world history textbook that tells you how the origin came about. And you will know, there is no argument, there is no qualms about this. These white people and what they are doing don't belong on planet Earth. At least, not in the context that they do. Go back to Europe, where they belong. Okay? Europe, Asia, and Eurasia, that's the place where I read that they belong to. It's not everywhere we are. Now, they better know. Get out. It's not supposed to take them long to get out of our territory, because that is serious business. Because this is all the warning that they're going to get. All the warning they're going to get. Yes, all of the pomp and pride, what I'm into. This is all the warning they're going to get out of my mouth. Okay? I'm not saying I'm not coming here tomorrow and say the same thing I'm saying here today. That's not what I mean. But this is the warning that you're going to get. Right? Don't expect that African people are going to come and try to fight you and do this and do that. No. We are way beyond that. Way beyond that. Read The World is a Textbook and you will see where emergence of civilization come in on the first four big civilized establishment is Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, right? And the book walk you through how the civilization of mankind came about. White people are not mentioned in none of The World is a Textbook as we have it. Ask these white people, or ask the White House to show you in The World is a Textbook that control the world. Ask them to show you identity of Europeans in The World is a Textbook as civilized people. It's not there, and it's their trickery that they work that keep us from knowing that. Okay? And you hear Marcus Garvey, you hear Martin Luther King. How can our people be in their church and know that African people could never make up Christianity, right? So if you find yourself a believer in Christianity, it's just that you're ignorant pertaining to the history of civilized people. And when civilization began on Earth, it's 450,000 years ago, because the Elohims are the first civilized people then, if you want to call them people. They are deities. They are gods. They are Anunnakis. They were first. The civilized being we know about that came to Africa. And they were in Africa like, you know, good 250 to 300,000 years or more before they created mankind that they chose to be a primitive worker, because they needed help throughout the whole bunch of time, long time that they've been here, thousands and thousands of years. Their people, the gods, them tired and didn't want to do any more of that work. So they needed to make a being, and they were qualified to create a being. You may think they can't create people because the Bible, you know, they have the Bible. They feel threatened. These white people are threatened of the real history of the Africans. Listen to what I'm saying. They feel threatened about our real creation. That's why you want to go to South Africa and go to the absolute. They don't want to go you there. If you tell them where you want to go, they don't want to give you a visa to go there. They want you to go there. But the scientists them over South Africa go into South Africa, you know, the southern tip of Africa, and a place twice the size of Texas, where the gods lived and worked and do all sort of stuff, and he shows you the pictures and everything, the stone the ancient stone and the many gold mine over there. Look, these fucking ass white people here talk about their government. They don't want African people to be exposed to their own land and the things of the gods. Now, when you read about where human laws, civilized laws come from, they can't tell you how Europe it come from. They cannot tell you that it come from Europe. Why they don't tell you it come from Europe? There are a lot of things they're talking around the truth and tell us and this, distract our minds from knowing the right thing. They tell us all kind of foolishness. These are not civilized folks. They're making a Bible that tells us about Adam and Eve in the garden, and every ounce of what they tell you is a lie. And about a talking serpent, they are the talking serpent because they are the ones who fuck the Homo sapiens and destroy them. Well, they didn't just interbreed with the Neanderthals. They killed them out afterward and now talk about they extinct. You believe them? You believe them? They put us, the ethnic people, we are an ethnic we are about to be extinct. Yeah, because they're doing all kind of stuff to kill us out. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And this long-standing white supremacy, where do you think that come from? It is because they know what they have done to begin to talk. And when they come and talk about, this is our country, this is our country, this is our country. Now, civilized people, as a matter of fact, when you look at the level where we are today, because of lack of understanding, I come from Jamaica and come to America. And if it hadn't been for history, I would know that I am an heir to all these lands that anywhere on the planet, except Europe, where we come and see them occupy. They don't have anything to do with what we occupy. But it is the interbreeding they did, and because they can talk now, and whatever little sense they had a long time ago, now that they get education from us, they become like one of us. And listen what they wrote in the Bible, and that should tell you a whole lot. You see what they say in the Bible? They're writing about themselves. They say, I told Eve that it is not true that God is not telling the truth, that they will die if they eat the fruit. What fruit are they talking about? What fruit you know anybody going to eat and die after that? They're talking about biology. And they're talking about the deeds that they have done. And they are burying up the evil that they have done right in your face and give you a book to read it, what they have done, and let you take it like it's good night stuff. Just like in Palestine. Look how many African people believe that Jesus Christ born of a virgin. How many African people believe that? And don't get a view that they were stealing and killing us. Okay? All right. They go on again and look at what they write. And if you thought it was God revealing those things to Moses to write those things, now, listen, think again. think again about these white people. And think about how they have now overcome the civilized African ethnic people who are the only hybrid human being on planet Earth. Look at the way they come and swarm down and don't want to go back where they come from, take the wealth and go back where they come from. No, they're not interested in that. They're not interested in that. They are interested in to turn all of us into fucking ass. Their agenda, they tell you. That's why they came in the first place in the 16th century. They are the forerunner of today's kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. They, white people, are reconstructioning the African people into sodomy. You can sit there and think that I'm joking. Now, if you think I'm lying, which part in the Bible you can see telling truth about Jesus died on a cross for anybody's sin? And read what they were doing in Palestine when they talk about Jesus was dying for our sin. Go and read and see what was really going on there. Read the Bible. They're gonna like dump somewhere if we continue to believe in the Bible and serve them. Okay. But again, go back to what they write about the talking serpent. And see, this is probably the first time you're going to get a glimpse of what it really means to have something like a serpent talking, right? The serpent knew. Now, which serpent you think will know something like what they are writing about a talking serpent? No, it has to be something else. It's a mystery that we don't think to unravel at any time. But I'm unraveling it right now to you. And what I'm saying here is that the history is what is telling me what I am telling you right now. Now, we have to do some interpretation here. Now that we find out that we are victim of these white people who are always the first human ape-like people, okay, who never come to speak a language. And how do they come to talk now is basically what I'm trying to tell you or unravel. That when we see these things, we know, it's not no serpent. Because, you know, how could a serpent know and be more intelligent than, you know, Adam and Eve? Adam and Eve were the only two humans that God created that should be around with any kind of quality sense like what they're saying this the serpent had. So it's not no real serpent like we might think. These people are turning us over into the cane field over there. But it is these white people are Homo erectus. It's them who first interbreed up the Homo sapien Neanderthals. For about 40,000 years. They never talk at that time because Homo sapien was not the perfect hybrid. They were not hybrid humans. They were just a natural Homo sapien subgroup. They were just a subgroup. Just like how Homo erectus is a subgroup of hominids. They were natural subgroup, right? So is Homo sapien, which is a third degree higher than Homo erectus that only reach up to the second degree, second level, second development, right? So we and them are two different species, but they see something that they wanted and why they wanted to interbreed with them. And that's what they did. All right. Well, Homo sapien Neanderthals did not speak a language at all, right? but they make fine stone tools. All right. When they finish with the Neanderthals, they kill them off. They extinct. Why did they die out? It cannot be nothing more than they kill them out. Right? Look at what they're doing to us here today. They're trying to kill us off too. Because they say something in the World History textbook like, you know, it appears like the reason why the Neanderthals is extinct is because of the Homo sapiens sapiens. You see, they're trying to point the finger on us that we are the one who caused them to be extinct. We don't attack not even dog nor cat nor nothing, but them a point finger like we must be the one now challenges between us and the Neanderthals. And they are oblivious, well, at least behaving oblivious to the fact that Homo sapiens, us, the ethnic Homo sapiens, and the Neanderthals are brethren of the same species. So why would we be attacking our own brother, family member? And they are fucking our brother's species and killing them off. And now, you know, it's like only they are spotless. Right? And they, you know what they are doing to kill us off after they steal everything from us. Now, the only thing to do right now is to, like, use the history and scan them. Scan them with the truth. Okay? And that alone will do it for them. Scan them. And they can't climb that mountain of the truth. And all the stuff that they have done. When they tell, here is God talking now. So these white people think they can use God and Jesus to speak for them and say anything for them. And we won't know it is them that is doing it. They are right in our faces doing these things, and they are using these empty character in the Bible like a spirit God. And they don't know how to use the spirit God. They want the spirit God to do every single thing for them, to shield them. They don't know that Homo sapiens is not the kind of characters that are going to remain underdeveloped and don't know anything. They don't think about that. Listen to their argument that they are making, and I was think that is God is telling you that. No. When God decides to do the curse, are these people write the curse of God on everything in the Bible? These sodomites. Are them? And you think Biden don't know about that? Biden know about that. Don't make Biden fool you. Okay? And the Trump? Yeah. No. You don't. No, listen. The White House that they have there, you wait until the time comes. When you don't see no more White House there, right? Because they feel like they have it all tightened up now, tight, and we don't know the scam that they're working on us. They don't. But they know some. They know what's wrong, and they know they went into our history and modify what they have in the Bible. Them not just know those things on their own. They read and know history. Because what? Over the past 12,000 years, reading the World History textbook, and you will see how they went and learned everything that the gods established. And then when they decide to get more information, they go down to Africa. Because now they are talking, and not only talking, but they get educated now. You think about what has happened on our planet. This is what happened. They go down to Africa, and now You know, these are the world's best criminals. And down at the Brantford, before they go down to Africa, they go at the Brantford and decide to mash up all this invention that we have been creating. And now they will tell you they are the one who create those things. But once they have gotten the education, now they can, they are lawyers, they are everything. But they are, they were only known then as the sea people. The sea people. S-E-A people. Nobody hardly knew them in Egypt. They raid Egypt and, you know, hardly anybody know their name. But somehow, you know, there is no other criminal on earth but them, because the world history textbook does not identify any other humankind on earth except hominin and, you know, advanced to Homo erectus. And then we are the only civilized people that came on the earth 200,000 years ago, because the gods were here in Africa about some 250,000 years before we were created. And we are the first human, we are the first human being, civilized human beings. We are the first one. There is no contradiction to what I'm saying, because it is the only history that is there. And how these people come to talk and get education. And look at what they do. We didn't do them anything. And they use us as victim and stuff like that. And right now they take away everything from us because we don't know what's going on. They didn't think we would know. But here it is. They came to earth 450,000 years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age and of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. So they didn't go out there and flourish create civilization before they created us. They were minding their own business. And of course, there weren't anybody out there to understand them anyway, right? So the only person that was going to understand the gods and what they were doing is not these dumb European people there, who were not, didn't know if to get out of Europe anyway, because they don't have no way of navigating themselves out of nothing, is when we came here, they began to learn these things. So here it says, it's because of them, which is the straight truth that the history is telling us, that it is because of us that civilization, human civilization, flourished. It's after we were created and walk out of Africa, go to other places. All right. As revolutionary advances in heart, talk about the first, the Bronze Age. Bronze Age, you see, where we bring in iron, you know, using copper and tin, right? Yeah. You see, and that's they use everything that we create and want to say like it's them created it. But all the weapons and bombs and all this kind of stuff they have is our secret that they take and do those things. And don't let them fool you. It goes on as revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. You hear that? Them didn't do it. Them have millions of years where they could do it. If they could, they couldn't talk, man. Come on. Make stone tools. You know, they couldn't make not even a little BB gun, because they don't have no iron for do nothing. You see what I mean? All right. So it goes on. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day testaments to their greatness. That's pure fact, right? So it goes on. Zachariah Sitchin, author, says, in this extraordinary, meticulously, in this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. My friends, I know I break away from what I wanted to read to you, but I think it's still packaged in line with what I'm talking about. All right. So I tell you all of that, so much the more foundation for what next I'm going to tell you, what we are now, you know, struggling to get each other to understand this Christian thing is not really any truth to it. And so I am putting it to you, the people, I know that there are people listening to me. And if you have any type of misgivings to what I'm saying, you know, you can leave it all alone, because, you know, I am going to continue to talk about this, because this is something that happened on planet Earth, why the world of people are so confused. And a lot of African people would like a better life, but they are not privileged to have it. It's not a joke. The time come for us to know it. Which of these white people you think can come in front of me and silence what I'm saying? I can only be dead to be silenced. You see what I mean? I can only be dead. There is absolutely no human kind of person. I mean, as hip-like as they were to now looking like they are, you know, you know, the sabotage type of human being that they become and doing all these things. They don't have what it takes to silence what I am saying. You know? But they have a lot of bombs and a gun and all kind of poison and stuff like that they like to use. You know, as far as I'm concerned, that's not my concern. My concern is the truth. Me don't have no time to think about what these people have and can use. You think I do? No, I do not. I do not. I'm too high. To think about those kind of stuff. I am far more advanced than to think about these fucking ass white people who decide to take down the entire civilized world with them. High-tech criminality. If I am the one chosen with the wrath to do it, knocking down, and you know, it did not say. It doesn't say that we are going to use weapon, ballistic weapon on them. I know that it says. Let me tell you what it says. The way that they are going to get thrown down by their own iniquity is, it said in this, it says, this is the way it said, Okay. Now, what I'm going to tell you, what is really going to happen to these folks? Because you see, they have this long space of time to do all these things that they're doing. You see, they are hebbing now, you know, they are hebbing, you know, they are going to where they must find out now, by now, that they cannot control what they're doing. They cannot control what they're doing. And they have been using African people to help them out a lot. But they are at the control of what they're doing. And nobody's going to be able to bail them out. But this is what, you know, this is what you could be witnessing why I am sitting here. Because why am I sitting here? And why are they, the Twitter, not answering my tweets? Going the 23rd of this month will be 3 years that Twitter has not resolved my tweet that they just about dismiss, but I appeal the tweet, and until this day, they will not resolve it. It's a tweet that should have taken like a week or two for them to resolve. And no matter what they are investigating, it's not taking them 3 years, because I am never anybody into any trouble for anybody to track down or not like that. I'm easily discovered, right? So it is because of what the tweet says that they are having problem. These fuckers, they are telling us, that's how they diminution us to nothing. That they don't care anything about who we are. They care about, you know, I mean, the fact that they are fucking ass and we can't stop them. And they're going to make us fuck ass too. That's what they are concerned about. They make laws now to marry two fucking ass people. That is not civilized. Why bring it to our territory? Now, they're going to get the blast. And the blast is not what they are accustomed to. They don't know about it. Right? Now, it says here, this is what it says. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, which is as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to earth with the hand. You hear that? Who is that mighty one? One time ago, in time past, people are even this very, the ebbing of the scripture. They say it's Christ. Christ is the one that the Bible is talking about. It is something they know. These people writing this, they know something. Because the heading that they are giving it, like both Ephraim he says Ephraim threatened. Ephraim threatened is Christ
trying to make this out here. Yes. Ephraim threatened. Christ promised. So that what they're talking about, God has a mighty and strong one who will, you know, I mean, rebuke evil. And they're talking about Jesus. What they have, Jesus no exists, nor can anything that is going to rebuke evil, because all the prophecies about what Christ would come and sit as a king, those things 2,000 years gone and nothing happened, right? So they expect that something to happen, because they know by their own sodomite politician Cicero from back in the first century BC that says they know that the gods rule and govern the world. They know that. So when they're writing these scriptures and write these things that are supposed to happen, they're saying it is Christ is going to come and do those things. But we don't have no Christ to do these things. So the question is now, who will the gods use when he says, behold the Lord at a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to earth with the hand. Who is here to do this? It could be me. It might be me, right? It goes on to say, behold, no, we're okay. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden on the feet. We don't have no Jesus to do that here. So there is someone who's going to be like this. This character here. Jesus never wanted to be king, so he ran away. So no Jesus in the boat. Yes, the crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden on the feet. And the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be trodden, shall be a fading flower. And as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that look upon it see, while it is yet in his hand, he heateth it up. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink, are out of the way. The priests and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision and stumble in judgment. For all the tables are full. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. And my friends, I'm going to go back to where I was, because
I left that spot for a while now. And I want you to have a full impact of what I am saying. I hope that you are understanding something that puts you on the track to live a steadfast life until you enter into the greater beyond. All right, so I am telling you that there is no Christianity. You were in some way, you know, vacillating in your mind about Christianity. You got to go to the very root of the origin of life on earth, humanity, in order to get a good sense, right? And the more you get that good sense is the more you're going to find out that these white people, they have come and they have done remarkably to overturn the civilized life of the African people. This is no joke whatsoever. And I will bring to you, I'm going to bring to you a book that is written by a guy named Ken Spiro. He's a Sodomite European. And I want to bring to you, a book that he wrote. And I know it is supposed to shock you. It is enough to shock you. All right. But let me read to you the story from the book I told you about by the author Hugh J. Schoenfield. S-C-H-O-N-F-I-L-D. He said, this is an excerpt I took from the book that the man told me about. It is talking about Jesus. Schoenfield, author of the Passover. The Passover plot, okay? Passover plot. That's the name of Schoenfield's book. The Passover plot. You may be interested to pick up a copy of this book at the library. After you hear this blunt excerpt, here, this is what he said. In approaching the historical Jesus, and let's define what historical Jesus is. The historical Jesus that they're talking about, that the author is talking about. He's only using the name Jesus because this is what they've been using in modern time to name the real character in Palestine, right? They don't bother call the name, even Yeshua. I used to see it in some margin of the Bible where they are calling the real character that they suppose were nailing down on a cross. It was not a European man. They were nailing on a cross and trying to kill him. And they're talking about he was between two thieves. The way we grow up and understand the Bible, that is talking about, you know, something real, or Adam, like affirming Adam and Eve, and how God sent these people to kill Jesus to die for our sins. Now we're finding out nothing don't go like that. But how far were we back in relegation time? We don't never pick up no kind of suspicion that they're talking nonsense because they raid us. And when they're talking about Caesar Augustus gave a decree that all men should be taxed, it is because they confiscate the land that we live. That's what they were doing there. So how is it we are thinking that God sent them to crucify the Son of God for our sins because Adam and Eve sinned in the garden? You see, we're too backward to know these things. Africa sell us out. All right. Africa sell us out, with no strings attached. These white people free to do anything they want to do with us. Don't you see? Don't you see? There is nothing that these white people do that Africa ever stood up as a military or just rhetoric used on them. No, they don't have nothing to say. So if you're an African and you think well of Africa and stuff like that, look at what we have been through in Africa. Sell us in ships, many ships, most about 12 million people, African people. You see what I mean? Supply these white people. That I'm telling you where we are coming from, where they are coming from, and we are subject to all of this. Until this day, Africa say not a word about what these guys do to us. Oh. So when they make up Jesus and stuff like that and convince us that we need to be born again, Africa don't say nothing. All the Bible that they use to totally wipe us off the map, Africa said nothing. Africa turned Christians. And kingship government, you probably don't never hear that word before. But kingship is the government that the gods bring to rule on earth whilst they are here. And whilst they use the government, because there are a lot of gods been on earth, there's a lot of them, and you can see vast things that they have done, right? And before they went away, they had a ceremony in Kish. Kish, a city in Mesopotamia. And they have handed over the government here, kingship government, for us to rule the world, and I have it in the history book here. I read from time to time, kingship and all the civilized way of life that they brought to earth, and we are entitled to live by. We allow these talking serpents, sodomite white people who never talk for 3.5 million years or so, we allow them to come and take over and want to turn us into sodomites. Now, I think the gods are looking at us every moment of the day. And what are we doing? Well, time has come. Time has come. All this Bible and the Christianity stuff. Now, everything is going to be dished out. Yeah, they don't have no truth to tell. They cannot afford to tell the truth. Now, if we don't want to tell it, and they have their hand on the trigger for us, no. It's time for them to be afraid and respectful of us. It is something that we must demand. By getting out of the church and stop believing those old bunch of trash that we think of God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, go learn to read, man. Come on. So, Schoenfield wrote, he says, approaching the historical Jesus, and I say historical Jesus is talking about where the story began. It don't begin with white people being Jesus. No. You see? And they don't want to write that man's name anymore. That's how far they decide to remove white people from black people. They want to use us, abuse us, and then kill us off. That's what they want to do. So if you want to go to their church, I am telling you what they are doing with the church. They're not doing it in one day for you to see it. They're doing it over time. Okay? Now, you can't give me all the wealth in the world to go to a church. Just think about what I'm telling you. And you think it's a lie? can't be lying about that. Now, so historical Jesus is the real man that they're not showing you, because they're showing you a white man. Approaching the historical man is Yeshua, right? But in this book, he referred to it as Jesus, because everybody should understand, as a matter of history, that Jesus come from this what happened in what they call Jerusalem or in Palestine. So he says, concerning the historical Jesus, no question of his deity arises. So nobody raised no question of deity concerning that man, because that man was just a normal, natural, hybrid human being, okay? A ethnic person, right? That's all is known about that man that we are talking about in history, right? There is another man that they are calling Jesus, which is European, and that man is going to be, they're going to call him by a different name. The original man that they call Jesus, he said, no, nobody knew him. Nobody raised no question about him being a deity since before the paganizing of Jewish belief. In the development of Christianity, no authority identified the Messiah with the Logos, the eternal God. Nobody identified him like that. Or conceived the Messiah to be an incarnation of God. That never happened. Okay? The right understanding of this man that they call Jesus, who is Yeshua, commences with the messianic hope, some kind of belief that they wanted to have a new ruler, a man, a real person to rule, like King David, right? Only on this basis, if you think about him on the messianic type of a basis, in a historic sense, only on this basis do the traditions about him become wholly intelligible. Okay? It's a matter of history and the African people who live in Palestine, the way they have lived their life. All that is okay. And it's that man they are calling Jesus today. Right? He should remain with the same name as then, but these Sodomites not going to do that. Because they want everything, we have to sacrifice everything for them to carry out their plan, and we don't value anything. You see what I mean? We have to accept the absolute sincerity of Yeshua. In other words, not this Jesus that they're talking about, but this does not require us to think of him as omniscient and infallible, because he's not no angelic come from heaven like the Jesus or them are talking about. He is a natural man. So you see how much disclaimer this man put, that there is no real Jesus at all, and there is a real man in history that they scourge and do all kind of stuff to. With the birth stories of Jesus and John the Baptist also. We pass directly from the world of sober reality into the world of spiritual. You see what he acknowledges? That when you talk about Jesus today, and as much as you have Jesus, you know, the New Testament, Bible, and prophecy all over Old Testament, he's saying that these are stories. You see? Stories of, birth stories of Jesus and John the Baptist also. We, when we talk about those stuff and believe in it, we pass directly from the world of sober. That means we're insane. We're uncivilized to believe into that foolishness. Because what these Sodomites, Caesar Augustus, and all the rest of them do into Palestine is steal and destroy us. You see what I mean? Fairy tale. Christianity is fairy tale. Okay? And the information is very clear to tell us that, but we're not reading to know. We into the Bible and consecrate yourself into Jesus that don't exist. The presentation of what takes place, which means the presentation that the Bible is telling us about Jesus, it does not distinguish at all. You know, make no distinction between the real man, what am I talking about? Jesus Christ, the legendary Jesus Christ. You know, legend is not fact. You see what I mean? Legends is something that people make up. So when they're calling this man, Yeshua, Jesus, they are turning a real man into a legend that don't exist. So now they can plant them white man called Jesus and stuff like that. Are these people sober? Are they civilized? They can't be sober. They're not civilized at all. You see what they're doing? Doing to the African people? All right. The time would come. The time must come now. So between, all right, the presentation of what does not distinguish at all between the factual and the legendary. So the history is factual and the legendary is not. Now this man is writing this book from historic research. Okay? And no criteria are provided to enable us to separate the one from the other. You see what I mean? In my reading, I face up to this very. You're not understanding where they stop calling Yeshua, Yeshua. You're not stop. They just leave it right there and you don't see no line. They just stop calling, identifying the right man. Not even his name. You know, they don't write in big print for you to see. You see it in some little margin. And you cannot, you know what? It is so bad that you cannot Google a dictionary and find the name Yeshua in there now. They don't even allow that name to be published. No. But in Bible margin, you may see some Bible margin with Yeshua as a definition of Jesus. So these faggot fucking people, that's what they're doing. And somebody must be able to see this stuff and blast them to blast somewhere. Really? Because they don't have, I mean, not even thread to stand on. All right, my friends. So it goes on to say, ending both the heroic and the theological intentions of the nativity stories, there is no call whatever to suppose that his arrival in this world of ours was in any way exceptional or attended by any supernatural occurrences. Nobody never do nothing to celebrate his birth. Still giving you a disclaimer that no Jesus like they have in the Bible, no exist. And it's these faggot people them that I'm trying to tell you from Jump Street 3.5 million, 4 million years ago, these people are ape-like in the first human beginning. You see, and how they change is because they come and rip off our species when we came about. Okay? And look at what they're doing now. If you can see what I'm saying, you will shouldn't have any problem to understand who you are and who these white people are. Okay? So it goes on. The end of it. He was as completely human as every baby. The oldest child, as we have said, of a Jewish artisan named Joseph and his wife Miriam. They call Mary. Inheriting his form from their stock and his portion from their character and disposition. I had to tell you that so as to also let you get a good sense of where we are. Now, you must understand that these white people mean business, whereas they were living in Europe as hominid, can't talk. So they were just like lower animals, as it were, but they belong to the human development. And see where they have reached. We don't have any other stories to tell like this one. And look at how they destroy up the civilized world. You don't have anything better than civility. And they come now and behave like they civilized. They never wear clothes. These white people, go do the research, please. And know about these faggots. Them a faggot. Them a homosexual. Them only know if it kill civilized people and take on them about our, this is our country, this is our country. Oh, if you don't want to understand, don't understand, okay? But if you don't know these people write books and all kind of stuff to unseat the African people, to wipe us off the map completely, we don't have no more representation on earth right now. The Bible that you're reading don't represent African people. So you probably don't know what you're praying and I talk about Psalm of David and stuff like that. Psalm of David may be good, but I tell you what, it's not based upon Adam and Eve in a garden. You see, so you can find a lot of things in the Bible that are good, but as far as creation is concerned, you don't find nothing in there that represents African people because they are doctoring our history to make up Adam and Eve story in the Bible. Do you understand that? What I want to show you is the Christianity that we have here today is based upon Abraham. Abraham is African. How do they take Abraham and lie about Abraham found God, the God of the Bible, where, I mean, them get out of wherever them get it from, and about a spirit God. They use, you know, just as how they use the Yeshua in Israel and make a Jesus. That is the way they use Abraham in the Bible. Really? And because of what they do with Abraham, that's why we turn Christian. They use the character of Abraham to say the first time God appeared to a human being, a Abraham, you see, when Abraham was living with his father somewhere, and transpired. They write book and they tell you what transpired when Abraham was working in a shop where Abraham have all kind of a image in the shop and stuff like that. And tell you all kind of story about Abraham and when God tell Abraham to get out of his father's house and go to a place he will show him. And I tell Abraham to go half of his son upon Mount Moriah and all this kind of stuff. And how God tell him, him or give him covenant between him and his seed and his seeds and all them kind of foolishness that they write in the Bible. And we believe it. It's not true. All right. Well, going to read you something here that tell you, it's not a lot, but it is in the conclusion of his book, Ken Sparrow book, World Perfect. Okay? World Perfect. And they have it all over the place for people to read it and talk about the Jewish impact on civilization. And when they talk about Jewish, you know, it's confusing because, you know, they used to say African people were Jews and that Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was born and come to his own people who were Jews. Well, when the wise men was following a star to go to the baby, to Jesus, baby Jesus. You remember what happened there? The African people were right there close to where the Roman king was, right? And what happened? The wise men went. The star stopped over Herod's house or the mansion, wherever he was in. But the star sure didn't go straight to the baby. Read Matthew 2 and you will find that out. They didn't all along, many think that the star went direct to the house. But that, I read it not too long ago and I realized, oh, the story is not what I think. It's not a real story. If you read it, you will find out. Read it good like a scholar and you will see exactly what the message into that story is, and you'll find out that, you know, in the story, God overthrew his own Jewish people then. Back that time, 2,000 years ago, right? Now, back then, in those time, when Pilate tried Jesus and so, he said, Jesus is the king of the Jews. And who are the Jews? The African people, who they call black people. So there is no doubt whatsoever we aren't, why we shouldn't prosecute these people for all these lies they write in the Bible against us. Because right now you catch their hand in the cookie jar saying that black people were Jews and Jesus were a Jew. Today, no more. They are the Jews. They are the Semitic people today, not African people. Do you understand that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Can these people do any better than fucking asshole white people? I mean, it includes Biden and every one of them. You can't exclude none of them. All of them are honest fuckers. Because why Trump did not reverse what Obama did when in 2015? Why didn't reverse what Obama used the I Corps to do and say, no, we shouldn't do that? No. All of what Trump is going on with, he go along with the sodomite law to make everybody fuck ass. You sit out there and think that something is going well with the African people. Oh, you don't know, you don't get the message yet that these white people only want what African people have. Otherwise, they would have come and get some wealth and go back home where we are. My parents go to England. We are the sodomite them, use our wealth and go take over England from the African people too. Right? And our parents want, because they want a way to live. And they go work for them. But after a while, they go back to Jamaica. They go back to Jamaica. Why these people don't do that same kind of thing like where we now subjected to? No, they are coming out here and they write it and tell you. I can give you official writing what they write and tell you that they come here to reconstruct our civilization. That's what these white people, so when you see them that talk about federal government, they fucking asshole. Federal government fucking asshole. You think they could arrest me for saying all of that? It is true. There is no real federal government. On every ounce, every farthing or cent that they have, it's not theirs, it's ours. But let me tell you now what they did with in the conclusion of his book about World Perfect and calling themselves Jews in this book. And you don't hear no African, take any stance against this. Because guess what? We have never had no support. And today, African people are afraid of these honest fucking white people. They're afraid of them. Because they are murderers. They're not far from the lions that chase Adam animals to eat them. That's the way these people, because they are apes. They are still apes because remember, they look the way they look because they get that interbreed from Homo sapiens species. Now, me never know that all along. I didn't know that all along. It's not so long ago that I am finding out this. As soon as I find out, I'm going to talk. That's it. You know, somebody's going to know it. All right. But I am telling you now what these fucking ass white people do with our character, Abraham. Just like they do with Romans, the Romans. So they take the military and take over the compound and everything. And all the secrets they them not to have, they go out that very same day and call themselves Romans. And from that day, they call themselves Romans. And they take over the world using the name Romans. And I know, and I'm telling you, there is absolutely nothing that they can use to prove that they were ever Romans before 509 BC coup. They didn't. But they take it on, just like they take on Jews and Semitic and stuff like that. And they were never that 2,000 years ago. Even like maybe up to like 15 century BC. You know what I mean? They were not known to be no Jews, but now they are officially. All right, so let me read this quickly to you. Conclusion, part 5, chapter 31. So, you know, after he done, you know, do all these dirty stuff in his book and set them up, civilized human being on planet Earth, this is in conclusion to everything he has said. Sorry I couldn't read the entire book to you or, you know, for you to know exactly what the conclusion, you're going to know what this means anyway. So, there we have the intricate historical process whereby a tiny fragment of humanity, mean the hominin, mean the Homo erectus. They are the tiny fragment. So we have this, you know, tiny fragment of humanity was able to exert such formidable influence on the development of world civilization. He's not talking about themselves. But they are bundling up the African civilized people with themselves without you notice it or without us notice it. Nobody has not been putting them on guard to be careful. So they just do anything like the Bible that we have and nobody suspect the Bible. If we take up the Bible right now and begin to wave the red flag, they run from it. If you tell them what they have in there, they run. But because you're not running, you believe it, they win, all right? So it goes on to say, to understand this process, we have examined the last 4,000 years of the religious and political evolution of the West. Bold. We saw the initial gradual and subtle effects of Abraham's profound discovery of one God that led to the birth of monotheism and Judaism. You hear that? Do you hear that? The next bolt. We saw the astonishing and dramatic spread of monotheism worldwide via Christianity and Islam, albeit without the ethics and values of Judaism. You see? So now, they didn't put the emphasis on Judaism to win over the world. But they do use Christianity and monotheism. And this is what I'm trying to tell you, that these white people are not playing with us. They are serious about overthrowing the entire species of the African people. And they are not in history as a species of civilized status. They can't talk. And if we don't come to our senses, pretty soon, they will use pen and paper and dismiss us off the property. Right now, we don't have anything. You know, right now, if you decide to take these people to task, you know, you don't give them no more money. We don't have any right to give them no money. Of course not. Because, I mean, right now we can prove AD and Adamani is not law by no means whatsoever. We have kingship government. And nobody, the gods, they have never put any block on us being governed by kingship with law codes. No, go into the history and you will see. Mesopotamia was the first civilized big civilization city that raised up. Okay? You cannot change that. These people cannot answer to what we have against them. They can't answer. But as long as they have us believing it, we dead. You know, see it. So you just know what you're thinking. Know what you're thinking. The world is going to be filled with the knowledge and the glory of the Lord God as the water covers the sea. They will not get away with what they do. Not a joke. All right. Well, you know what? Just a little tune here. It's usually a little tune, nice little tune I like to use to like change or give us a little more a nice feelings along with what we are saying. Here we go, Skeeter Davis, Smile.
Smile. face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near.
Okay, now, thank you for tuning into the program, and we get this far, and we are almost there, about 20 minutes or 24 minutes or so, all right? So we are doing all right. Okay, now, let's get around to the key portion of the show, right? This edition features failure to admit hominid ape-like 1220 AD Anadamani crimes. You get that? Failure to admit hominid ape-like 1220 AD Anadamani crimes on blacks. We have the record because these idiots don't know to be careful about things that they do. Number one, they're committing a crime against the civilized world that the gods established. They feel like no gods exist anymore, although they knew that it's through the gods why they are who they are today. Yes. So, my friends, you know, what I'm saying has to be strange to a lot of people because African people don't know what to do with themselves right now when they hear these disheartening kind of a message. I have every reason to feel triumphant. I have every reason. Because let them go out there and continue what they're doing because I know they can't stand a little dew fall on them. You know what I mean? I know that. And as long as I am anchored in what they call the rock, the gods who has brought about civilized dimension to earth, if I need to like go through the roof. Go through the roof, because I don't have anything I see challenging what is fact. You know, there's a big difference between when somebody's proven to be lying, because words are what brings light to cognitive thinking, you know. When somebody lies, you can tell. Now, if I say 2 and 3 is 6, don't you know I'm lying as far as our knowledge of counting words? Yeah. If I ask me to spell the word up, spelled U-P. You ask me to spell the word up, and I said D-O-W-N. Don't you know I am wrong? That's right. So it shows how words brings light to a psychological darkness. Can you see that? Can you see that? And now, do you know that? White people, all of what they've been doing, the gods look at them and watch the game and, you know, that they are playing. And to look and see, oh, the people that we created, man, you know, I mean, they are really a failure. Black people are a failure. How? And, you know, the scenario of these first humanoid and the fact that they were helpless. They were helpless for so long, so million. Oh, my gosh. I mean, can you think back a million years? Moreover, these white people are offspring of ancestors coming back from 3.5 to 4 million years. I mean, 500,000 years is a long time. I'm also what? What? 550,000 years? Is half a million? I guess so. I don't count all that good. But what I am saying to you is that so long they are mute and cannot talk and mix, and they come here and now with this kind of stuff that happened, they are using this opportunity to rob us African ivory people. And you mean to tell me if the gods are doing something like a test on us to see if we would pass it? Could we, overcome the trials that these white people are putting us through? Because they come right on time to get all of the blessings from the gods and use it as theirs. By stepping on us, fucking us off, and totally defile our thinking. Because that's what they do. The evil that we do, go fuck with them. They defiled us, and not so much the Homo, the Neanderthals. Because the Neanderthals couldn't talk, right? They had vast that limitation, but they were far ahead in reasoning, you know, more than, let's say, you know, some trained dog opposed to, you know, so as opposed to a dog where they don't have no training, like, right? So they were, you know, these the Neanderthals. They are offspring of the Homo sapien. And so we are offspring of Homo sapien. Right? Because we were taken directly from male and female Homo sapien and mixed with the blood of gods, of the deities. Imagine that we have the blood of Anunnaki gods who are connected to the entire energy of the world. That's the blood we have. These white people don't have that. That's why they look at rectum and want and love to fuck that. Now, you know, I want to be dead and buried. You know? But you got to keep that from happening. Right? A man cannot do something like that to me. No. No. That must look, you know what? I can't do nothing about my dead body when I'm gone. No, But you know, I won't even bother go no further with that. You see what I mean? But I could say more derogatory things. But spare me that and look at why we African people have been brought down to where sodomite too. That's how far we come down. It's not that we were created with the blood to fuck ass. We don't create with it, but we have been brought down. We have been defiled and brought down. And who brought it about? These hip-like white people, them. Okay? Obama is a sodomite. Michelle, him wife, is a sodomite too. Right? Well, that's what the report says. John Rivers know that. Using it on us, and we don't even know it. We don't even know it. And they come now and set up shop. 7 white-haired sodomite men make a so-called constitution that they're always citing. The Second Amendment of the Constitution say this and say that. I mean, not here on our African people esteem the so-called sodomite constitution. It's not government document for us. It's not a civilized constitution. And they can't turn that back. They cannot turn that back. Okay? So everything that you have, if you owe money out there and stuff like that, it is something that you don't have to pay back to nobody at all. Because you are not under a civilized government in America. No. It's just that I'm not telling anybody if you owe a money to somebody, you know, to pay them back. But if you owe it to what they call federal government, Uncle Sam, don't give them a dime. Don't give them a dime. You know, it's just that there is a system that we don't have a government to run. And that's only one reason why right now it makes sense that we use our intelligence and know to work this out. But we are not under government. But we must do things and put our government in force. No, these are not people civilized enough to do this to us. No. All right. If you know what we have to our disposal, they would run away from us. Okay? If they know that we understand certain things, it's just that they see that we don't understand. And we go to church and the Bible, God is our God and everything like that. And they are telling us, it doesn't matter how they tell us that their God tell them to come to America and kill us. and they are to bring real Christianity come to us, right? And they massacre her, not one time, not twice, several, all over. And we still going on like, no, we don't know what happened. Now, what I'm telling you, if it doesn't make a difference to you, too bad. The concept and name, democracy and constitution as a form of government originated in ancient Athens. 508 BC. That's history, my friends. In ancient Greece, where there were many city-states, who make city-states? The gods. The gods taught us to do things. We hybrid people. And they come and take over. And that's, you would know that unless you read it or you hear me tell you that. All right? I hope you read it and kind of know by now. They come and take over Greece and now behave like they were always there. That's where this government of what they call democracy. That's where they invented. And I imagine if democracy in history, I don't know if that word is there. I don't know if that word is coming from antiquity of the past. BC back there in ancient traditional times. However, this is where they decide to put a government that is called democracy. These are the white people. And since Africa tell them to go ahead and skin us and do whatever they want to do, that's what they are doing. There's nobody out there who can come against them because they have their figure, you know, their plastic, what you call, cleave bubble system that Africa give them authority to go out and do. They will not come against them. All right. In ancient Greece, where there were many city-states, that's by the African kingship government. Who used to set up those city-states? It's kingship government because they didn't have no government yet. When them farm government is 325 AD, since they come and make up AD and Adamani. So there was the world government, kingship government for a long time. And city-state is what is formed. You know, I mean, starting up with Mesopotamia, all right? So it goes on. He says, where there were many city-states with different form of government, democracy. Democracy was contrasted governance by elites. So it is telling you that in ancient Greece, where there were many city-states, the city-states was not under democracy, okay? But it is telling you is in that condition that they decide to set up a contrast of city-states, right? That was why. And they're not telling us our kingship. They're not telling that is kingship. But you, if you're reading, you will know that there was a government. What was the name of the government? Them just tell you city-state. It was city-states that it's kingship that set up city-states. Okay? So it is telling you that Sodomite elites, and think about where they come from. They are Yamnaya. Culture, Sodomite culture. And since the 100,000 years ago that they learn and go to school and learn education, and now this is what they're doing, okay? So they learn about government and everything under the under the Elohim system of civilization. They learn a lot of these things and make up their own thing. You know, see what I mean? All right. So it goes on to say, democracy was contrasted with governance by elites, aristocracy. You hear that? Like they were always in the world. You don't know where they come from? If you read the real history, like I've been saying, I'm giving you the root of everything. No, you know where these people are coming from when they talk to you, like they were always civilized. By one person, he says aristocracy, by one person, monarch. See, we never ruled by no monarch. We ruled by king. And if you have any situation where monarch is not in the position of kingship, so maybe so in some kind of a case, monarch may be applied. I'm not all that sure, but it's kingship we have under king, and kings rule under kingship. We don't have no queen either. By tyrants. So you hear this? They are telling you that what they form as governance are by elite aristocracy, by one person, monarch, by tyrants. Democracy is a form of government in which the people have the authority to deliberate and decide legislation. What people then? You cannot just come out of the shadows and say you're a government. But this is what begins to happen. Because Africa tell them to go ahead. Just before 509. And they started out with 509. With a coup. And the king in Rome, Italy. And then it goes on. These people are coming out of like nowhere. And that's not the fact. History in the world book tell you where they're coming from. But short of us not paying attention to it, this is what they are able to do. And Africa, tell them, go ahead, we don't care. So it goes on to say, it says, democracy is a form of government in which the people have the authority to deliberate and decide legislation or to choose governing officials to do so. Out of a clear blue sky, you know, contrast to city-state by kingship. You see what I mean? This is where they don't have a door engine anything. You see what I mean? They can't come here on earth where there is kingship in civilized world and make up uncivilized government. It just don't happen. And the gods looking at us and say, what are we doing about it? Doing something about it right now. What do you mean by democracy? By democratic? Essential meaning of democratic. One, based on a form of government in which the people choose leaders. But where these people come from? Where does this thing come from? You see, it says like they come here to America where there is kingship government and they kick out the people and start set up their own thing. All right? So based on a form of government, where the government come from? It's out of their asshole. That's it. Based on a form of government in which the people chose leaders by voting. You hear this? They might tell you no. But do they tell you where they come from? What is their foundation? No. They think they can make up a world of their own. Fucking ass. And come and take over all our places as fucking ass. And then say, well, are you married under their government? No. Do you see their government at all? Where in history do you see this kind of a government? You don't see one. So Africa tell them to do what they want to do. And Africa turn Christian to join them. Right? Now, we are here. We are not dead. We are alive. And we sit down and make them do it. No. No, we have a right to activate the government that is given to us. Whether some people want to go on and join Sodomites, they can go do it, but leave our territory, though, because we're going to, the gods are going to make sure as long as we are doing what they say, nobody cannot come here. They can't come here. The reason why we are mixed up with these white people is simply because we go fuck with them. They manage to fuck the entire species of the African people, and that's it. That's where we part company with our gods. But if we return to our position, you know, things will go back to normal for us. But as long as we are supporting these and voting and church and stuff like that, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and they will fuck your ass. They will eventually fuck your ass because they're very close with what they are doing. Now, it goes on to say here, relating to democracy, the dictatorship gave way to a democratic form of government. You hear that? Mm-hmm. Democratic elections were held there today for the first time. Jim Crow laws were a collection of state and local statutes that legalize racial segregation. That's Sodomite law. Named after a black minstrel show. Character, the laws, which existed He says, okay, wait a minute now. He says, I lose. Wow. I lose. Oh, no. I cannot go back to it. Yes, I should be able to go back to it. I think I can go back to it. I think I can go back to it. Five. I have a chance of getting this on record, although the show is officially over, but it's usually run out. And as soon as I would have to like cut off the show completely, there is a window that is still running, right? But the show is officially off, right? So now I think I can get this in. So it is telling you, it is telling us that the dictatorship gave way to the democratic form of government. Democratic elections were held there today for the first time. Jim Crow laws were a collection of state and local statutes that legalized racial segregation, named by a black minstrel show character, the laws, which existed for about 100 years from the post-Civil War era until 1968, were meant to marginalize African Americans by denying them the right to vote, hold jobs, get an education, you hear all of this, or other opportunities. That's what democracy is, right? Those who attempted to defy Jim Crow laws often forced arrests, fines, jail, sentence, violence, and death. You see that? Yeah. Now, my friends, listen. I hope you get this. I hope that you get this, my friend. Look, AD and Adamani law doesn't come from any civilized authority on earth. These honest fucking people, what they have written here can show you that they come out of some caves and start to writing laws and impose it on the African people under this. They are under this. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age and scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as evolutionary advances in heart and science and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Look, you can see when they talk about city-states, it is the divine kingship that was established there. And they show you where they come in and begin to like set up what they call democracy and tell you exactly what the law provided for before is not what they continue to provide for the people of the civilized world. These fucking ass white people, I'm telling you where they're coming from. They themselves have to admit that they evolved from ape and not the people that they are trying to put under bondage and kill and all that kind of stuff. You see what I mean? This is what these folks does. This is what these folks do. Right? You can see it when you read this account. These white people are treating African people like they are animals that don't need no real civilized treatment, man. Even animals, they have protection for animal treatment. You know, they take up dog shit off the lawn and all that kind of stuff. There is an account that they were showing that the Trumps think that they are above law, and that Trump's daughter think that, you know, she's in a world by herself, and she walk her dog, you know, walk it a place she's not supposed to have a dog. And when they tell her that, oh, Joan, you're against a sign that says no dog, and she say, oh, and try to get away. But she think that they can get away with anything. Look, so people like those are dog lovers, dog fuckers, and all that kind of stuff. And we are here under kingship and don't have protection. How about that? I want to thank you for tuning in to the show today. And I hope that everything goes well with you. And what I said, stand still, because there's nothing here in history to stand against us. Don't be afraid to begin to live your life under kingship, because we have that coverage of government ever before we were born. Under the sun calendar. We are not on the moon calendar. We all chase these white people out. Chase them out. For real. Okay? And Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to identify who you are and where you come from. Don't be afraid. You see, because we don't have reason to be afraid only when we are stupid and we don't know. No, we are educating ourselves. That's all there is to it. They don't have nowhere at all for themselves. They only have what we have, and they come as criminals to take it away. When we can show our deed for what we own, they don't have anything to show. Them have AD, Anadamani, democracy. No, that is not our bureaucracy. You see what I mean? The matter about voting and drag us to vote to take our money and land and everything away from us. You don't see where they come with it. And I thought I'd tell you them only, you know, fucking ass nonsense. Can't you see it? And but they have courthouse, they have jail, they have high school, they have seminary, they have college, they have university. You think them have any? You think them have any? Now, let them come and start to talk. You know what? They can't put up nothing at all that stands. Even the slightest showing of authentic government. History will wash them away like a mighty stream. They don't stand nowhere, you know, and bless us to know, bless the gods of heaven. And they know to send the mighty EF5 tornado for them. All these old bunch of trash that they are writing here and ruling us with it. They will see how easily it gets dispelled because we never treat them the way they treat us. All right. Thank you very much.